speak.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, this is Bhakti Charu Swami.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Yes, yes.
I want to welcome you back to the Chapa conference.
Thank you.
It's scheduled and you just arrived from overseas yesterday.
Yeah, I came in day before yesterday, actually.
We take this opportunity to express our gratitude to you for joining today. Last year in May, you had given a talk on this conference.
Yes,
I discussed the topic sincere chanting empowers one to accomplish things for Krishna.
Yes.
And so today I understand the topic for today's class is chanting of the holy names brings fearlessness. So if it's okay with
chanting of the holy name brings?
Fearlessness.
Oh, fearlessness. Very good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yes, I mean, that's fine with me. Like, I was not quite aware of the topic, but it doesn't matter. Like, this is a wonderful topic. Yeah.
Okay. So, it's okay with you to begin the class?
Yeah, sure. And here, to give an idea of what we are doing here, I was just giving the class on Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there's a room full of devotees, and they're also waiting to hear this class on the holy name and how chanting of the holy name brings fearlessness. So I have an audience in both the sides.
Okay. So Maharaj, at the conclusion of the class, please just announce if there are questions from the audience at Tawago, please announce it.
Okay, yes, sure. And the class, can you give me the timing, like for how long I should speak and for how long I should answer?
We have the full hour, 8:30 to 9:30, but whatever time you need.
Okay, fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
One thing I just need to know is that the phone number, what we'll do is mute the conference except yourself.
Okay.
What number you're calling from?
The number I'm calling from is
201-981-2426.
Yeah. Line
muted.
Hare Krishna.
Line unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So just so that we don't have any background noise.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So just you and me in the phone.
Yes, and everyone else can hear.
Everyone else can hear, yeah.
We'll open up the conference with questions, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gauravakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta Abhinatyad Nama Namina. Shri Krishna has manifested himself in the age of Kali as the holy name. And there is no difference, therefore, between Krishna and his holy name. This, just as Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, his holy name also is Satchidananda Vigraha. And Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, especially the reservoir of Chaitanya Rasa. It is the reservoir of consciousness. And the ultimate performance of consciousness is exchange of mellows. So those mellows are known as rasas. there are 12 rasas, 5 principal rasas and 7 secondary rasas. Shanta, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhur. These are the 5 principal rasas or sthayi bhav. And there are 7 secondary, Sanchari bhav. They are not fixed, they are not steady, but they are moving. And they kind of create the exchange of mellows. And those 7 secondary mellows are Hasya, Adbhut, Veer, Rodra, Bibhatsa, Bhayanak and Karun. Now of all these 12 rasas, the topmost rasa is the Madhurya rasa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes in this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this very, very rare rasa, Madhurya rasa, through his distribution of Krishna prem, and the basis, the medium of distribution of Krishna prem was the holy name. So, in one hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, manifested himself in the form of holy name, and at the same time, through the holy name, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is creating the greatest good fortune for all the living entities by enabling them to have a direct relationship with Krishna in the most exalted mellow of Madhurya. Anarpito charin chirat korunaya botirna kalo samarpoito munnato jalarasang sa bhakti shviyam. Anarpita, what was not given before by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, charin chirat. In order to distribute that, Korunaya, very mercifully, avatirna kalo, he appeared, he descended in the age of Kali. Now what is that anarpita charin chirat which was not given before? His unnato ujjala rasang sabhakti sriyam. His own devotion. Krishna has come as a devotee to distribute devotion to Krishna in unnato ujjala rasam, in the most elevated, unnata and most brilliant ujjala rasam. So what is that most elevated rasa? That is Madhurya rasa. And when does this Madhurya rasa become the most brilliant? In parakya relationship. The Madhurya is conjugal love. And conjugal love has 2 aspects. In swakya and in parakya. Swakya relationship is conjugal relationship between husband and wife. But the other one is just the loving relationship between a young girl and a young boy who are not married. This relationship that is beyond the social convention of marriage is considered to be the most brilliant Madhurya relationship. So that is why unnato ujjala rasam and sabhakti, his own devotion. In order to give that, hari purata sundara duti kadamba sandipita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose complexion is like monsoon cloud, has assumed an unique complexion, that of molten gold, purata sundara duti. And in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared to distribute the most elevated, most exalted, most brilliant loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is rare even for Brahma. It was rare even for Lord Shiva. It was rare even for Lakshmi Devi. So in order to distribute that, he has come. But Brahmara Durlabha Prem Shabakari Jache, the loving relationship, Krishna Prem, that is rare even for Brahma, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing that to Sabhakari, to anyone and everyone, irrespective of any consideration of eligibility and qualification. The only consideration is that one just accepts it with faith. That is the only eligibility. As if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is selling a commodity. The most precious commodity is being sold practically at no price. What is the price? The price is faith. Shraddha mulle bikai naam. At the price of Shraddha, he is selling this holy name. So the price that we have to pay for that is just Shraddha, faith. With faith we accept it, we get it. And the deeper the faith, greater the faith, more the name or the more the mercy of the name we will get. And not only this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing, but even greater is the magnanimity of Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at least is selling, but Nityananda Prabhu, he is just going out and distributing. Even though they are not willing to buy it, he said, please take it. He is just dumping them on them. Just take it. And he has made a wonderful condition. The condition is that you just take the holy name. You simply chant the holy name. Then I will become responsible to take you across this ocean of material nature. Jatheshtang re bhrato kuru hori hori dhano manisham tato ba saṃsāraṃ buddhi tarano dāyo mai laget. My dear brothers, jatheshtang re bhrato, my dear brothers, it will be enough if you simply chant the holy name. Then I will become responsible to take you across the ocean of material nature. Tato ba saṃsāraṃ buddhi tarano dāyo mai laget. I will be responsible to saṃsāraṃ buddhi tarano dāyo, to take you across the ocean of material nature. So this is how mercifully Nityananda Prabhu is distributing. The price is practically nil, Shraddha. We don't have to pay anything, not even a penny. But what we have to do is simply have Shraddha, that is faith. What is the faith? That this faith is that this name is non-different from Krishna. In this age, all I have to do is simply chant the holy name. I don't have to do anything. Anything else. Simply chant the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that you simply chant the holy name, then iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, and he said that Prabhu kahe kohilam ei mahamantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now I gave you this mahamantra. Iha shabe japo gya koriya nirbandha. Now you chant this name with full conviction and commitment. Just chant with full conviction. And iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. If you do that, if you just chant the holy name, then you will achieve ultimate perfection. All your desires will be fulfilled. You just chant the holy name. And you will achieve the ultimate perfection. And sarvakkhon baloithe bidhi nahi ar. You just chant the holy name all the time. You sing the holy name all the time. Then there is no consideration of rules and regulations of the scriptures. You just chant the holy name all the time. Then you don't have to even worry about any rules and regulations. Because that is the ultimate perfection of life. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name, which is not only the Yuga Dharma, which is actually the means of reaching Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. That's another aspect of that Anarpita Charing Chirat. What is it that Krishna did not give before? That is Krishna Prem, Braja Prem. Braja Prem, Krishna, Radha Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan along with his associates in Vrindavan is the highest spiritual relationship. The relationship that are based on Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhur. The basic foundation of that mellow is Madhur Rasa, the conjugal love. And Sakhya and Vatsalya are the supporting mellows to that Madhur Rasa in Vrindavan. But the point is, generally, the relationship between a devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is based on Santya and Dasya, in neutrality and servitorship. Like in Vaikuntha, everyone is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in either of these two mellows, either Shantaras or Dasyaras. In Vaikuntha, there is no Sakhya, friendship, Vatsalya, parental or conjugal. In the higher region of Vaikuntha, like in Ayodhya and Dwarka, there is some tinge of Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur, but the perfection of these mellows are not manifest in those areas, because the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is prevalent there. In Dwarka, the associates of Krishna know that although they are his relatives and friends, like some of them are related to Krishna in the family relationship, but they all know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the friendship cannot possibly take a proper shape before it could actually manifest, before it could develop that awareness that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and awe and reverence due to that completely stops that any further progress of that relationship. For example, Devaki, the mother of Krishna, just Krishna is born and she is so, her heart is filled with parental affection for this little baby. But the moment she saw him as Narayan, then that parental feeling, Vatsalya feeling, disappeared. And she started to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with folded hands. Whereas in Vrindavan, it is completely different. In Vrindavan, there is no awareness that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if that awareness is there, but it doesn't matter to them, to the residents of Vrindavan. And that is the unique aspect of Vrindavan. There, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There, Krishna is a cowherd boy. And as a cowherd boy, he is somebody's friend, he is somebody's son, and he is somebody's lover. And in this way, Krishna is actually having a most wonderful loving exchange. And it is not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but to them it doesn't matter that Krishna is God. And that is the meaning of that understanding, that there in Vrindavan there is no Aisharja, there is no opulence, or there is no awe and reverence. In Vrindavan there is only love. And it is due to their intense love for Krishna that they have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their mood is, even if you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? We don't care that you may be Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to us, you are Krishna, my friend. To us, you are my son. To us, you are my lover. And without you, we cannot survive. You are everything to us. Even if you are not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we would have loved you as much as we love you. And this is the unalloyed love that Krishna always hankers for. This is what Krishna actually wants. He wants love. He doesn't care for opulence. And the residents of Vrindavan also do not care for Krishna's opulence. Like, as you know, Krishna disappeared from the Rasamandali. and the gopis are searching for Krishna. Then just to have some fun with them, Krishna just stood there with his forearm form, Narayan form, on the way. The gopis saw Krishna and said, "Oh Narayan, so nice that we met you. So nice that we got your darshan. Please bless us that we can find Krishna." They are not interested in Narayan. They are only interested in Krishna. But then when Radharani came, Krishna couldn't hold his Narayan form. His two arms disappeared and he became Brajendranandan Krishna. So this is the loving exchange of Vrindavan, and that love is offered, has been offered by Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now this also has been very beautifully pointed out in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that after performing his Braja Leela in the previous Dwapar Yuga, Krishna considered, now I have revealed my Braja Leela, now how will anyone enter into Braja Leela? I reveal my Braja Leela, but nobody will be able to enter into Braja Leela because a devotee will serve me in awe and reverence following Vaidhi Bhakti. And serving me in Vaidhi Bhakti, when they achieve their perfection, they will go to Vaikuntha. Now from Vaikuntha one cannot go to Vrindavan. When one goes to Vaikuntha, he just gets stuck there because that is his Nitya Swarup, his eternal identity in Vaikuntha. So he cannot change that identity and go to Vrindavan. So the only way that one can go to Vrindavan from Vaikuntha, or even all the way from Dwarka to Vaikuntha, is by coming down to the earth planet and performing Sankirtan in Vrindavan. And then only he can go back to, or become qualified to enter into Braja. So that is a very, very difficult process. So generally, one will just serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, Vaidhi Bhakti, and when he achieves perfection, he'll find himself in Vaikuntha. Therefore, Krishna considered that how will ever anyone enter into Vrindavan? Because a devotee will always serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, following Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti is must. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Bidhing Vina, Oikantiki Harer Bhakti, Rutpato Iva Kalpate. Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Adi, Pancharatra, Bidhing Vina. Bidhing Vina. The Bidhi, the rules and regulations that have been prescribed in Shruti, Smriti, Puran, and Pancharatra, if one serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even if that devotion is oikantiki, even if that devotion is extremely sincere, still it will simply create a disturbance. Utpato iva kalpate. So the point is, a devotee must serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or a devotee must execute devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead following Vaidhi Bhakti. That's a must. So a devotee must serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following Vaidhi Bhakti. And as I mentioned earlier, by serving the Lord through Vaidhi Bhakti, he will go to Vaikuntha. Then how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? Therefore, Krishna decided to appear as a devotee, not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as a devotee. And when that devotee Krishna is served, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, Vaidhi Bhakti, then he becomes eligible to enter into Vrindavan. So this is actually Krishna's divine arrangement after he performs his pastimes in Braja, in this particular Dwapar Yuga, once in a day of Brahma, on the Vaivarshata Manvantar, 28th Chatur Yugas, Dwapar Yuga, Krishna performs his pastimes, revealing his Braja Leela, his Swayam Rupa. And then in the following Kali Yuga, Krishna appears as a devotee. And when the devotee Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is served following Vaidhi Bhakti, then he then one becomes qualified when he achieves his perfection to enter into Vrindavan. In simple words, we can just consider one pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an encounter with Ramananda Rai, and they had a very intimate discussion. And in that, ultimately, when they reached the ultimate culmination of that discussion, which was actually revealing the identity of Krishna, then Ramananda Rai saw Radha Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Radha Krishna. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. The combined form of Radha Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda Rai was seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but then he saw that in place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is Radha Krishna. So similarly, when we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following Vaidhi Bhakti, which means Vaidhi Bhakti, the injunctions of the scriptures, how this particular personality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should be worshipped, the process of worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sankirtan. Sankirtan yogye kare Krishna aradhan. This particular Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is worshipped in a very special way. The way to worship him is Sankirtan. So that is the scriptural injunction. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is served through Sankirtan, one is actually following the rules and regulations of the scripture. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayoir Jajanti Hi Sumedhasaha. And when one serves Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way, then one achieves his ultimate perfection. And then, in place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one sees Radha Krishna. And when one sees Radha Krishna, then where is he? Then he is in Vrindavan. So in this way, Krishna made this divine arrangement of elevating a living entity into Vrindavan, where one can develop a relationship with Krishna as a friend, as his father and mother, or as his lover. And this is this process has been given very mercifully by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the fallen conditioned souls of the age of Kali. And that is why the holy name is non-different from Krishna himself. We are taking shelter of the holy name, that is, we are taking shelter of Krishna. We are taking shelter of the holy name. We are actually taking not only the shelter of Krishna, but taking shelter of Radha Krishna. The holy name is none other than Radha Krishna themselves. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That means Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. So we are actually addressing Radha Krishna through this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And in this way we are becoming qualified to have access to Braja, which is impossible to enter otherwise. Now, when we take shelter of the holy name, we are actually taking shelter of Krishna. We are taking shelter of Radha Krishna. So when we take shelter of Krishna, then what can be the anxiety? What can be the fear? Therefore, taking shelter of the holy name automatically gives us fearlessness. We become completely fearless. It is like when a child is holding on to his father's hand, he cannot possibly have any fear. He knows that his father will give him all protection. And when the father is the supreme personality of Godhead, then what kind of fear the child can have? So our position is to become like the child to the supreme personality of Godhead, who is our divine, eternal supreme father. Taking shelter of the holy name means taking shelter of Krishna. And Krishna has given us the assurance. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braj. Take my shelter, mam ekam. Take shelter of me only. You don't have to take shelter of anybody else. Don't depend upon your bank account. Don't depend upon your lawyers. Don't depend upon your doctors. Don't depend upon your army. Don't depend upon your government. Don't depend upon even the demigods. Don't depend upon anybody as such. Just mam ekam sharanam braja. Just surrender unto me. You don't have to depend upon anyone. Then aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha isyami mahasucha. I shall deliver you from all your sinful reactions. Why sinful reactions? Because suffering is the result of sinful reactions. When we suffer, suffering is actually punishment due to our sinful reactions. So when you don't have any sin, when you're completely free from sinful reactions, then there is no suffering. So automatically it brings us to a platform of fearlessness. There's nothing to worry about. Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service, we receive its seed, Bhakti Lata Beach. Brahmando Bhramite Kono Bhaggoban Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So we get the seed of Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service. And then we plant it in the land of, in the soil of our heart, in the ground of our heart. If the ground is properly prepared, what prepares the ground? What prepares that soil? Faith. And we put water into that seedling, a seed, and then gradually the seed will sprout into a seedling. So as it comes out as the seedling, as the Bhakti Lata begins to grow, as devotion develops within our heart through this Bhakti Lata Beej, it comes up with two leaves. Just as a seed sprouts into a seedling with two leaves, those two leaves are Kleshaghani and Shubhada. Total cessation from all sufferings and appearance of all auspiciousness. So that is the natural outcome of development of devotion. All sufferings disappear and all auspiciousness appear. One leaf is Kleshagni, disappearance of all suffering, and the other leaf is appearance of all auspiciousness. Therefore, when we take shelter of the holy name, we become free from all sufferings. There is no more suffering. And when there is no suffering, when there is no possibility of suffering, why should there be any fear? And the age of Kali is a very, very unusual age. Because in one hand, this is a very, very degraded age. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan osti hi eko mahan guna. The Kali Yuga, Kaler doshe nidhe rajan. Kali Yuga is an ocean of sinful activities. Navajogendra, the saint telling King Nimi. Karabhajan, sage Karabhajan is telling Nimi, King Nimi, that osti hi eko mahan guna. There is a great advantage. And what is that advantage? Although it is the most degraded age, it has a great advantage. The advantage is kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. Just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one will automatically, very easily, become free from the suffering condition of this material nature. He'll become liberated. Not only liberated, he'll be elevated to the topmost region of the spiritual sky. So this is the situation of the age of Kali. In one hand, the condition is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Not only the whole atmosphere will become extremely sinful, but we have to understand the consequence of the sin will also be there. And the consequence of sin is suffering. People will suffer beyond anyone's imagination. That will become the condition of the age of Kali. But asti hi eka mahan guna. But there is one great advantage. That is Kirtanadeva Krishna. So if one chants the holy name, he will not be affected by the suffering condition. Now we can see Bhagavatam is actually describing the condition of the age of Kali. It's very, very dangerous. It's very frightening, the condition that will be. And we can see also the way it is becoming. So much sinful activities are going on. How can we expect that there won't be any punishment? And the punishment will come in various ways. Like we can see, one big threat that is awaiting this world today is terrorism. The punishment comes in forms of massive punishment comes in the form of mass destruction of lives. Like in the form of earthquake, in the form of cyclone, in the form of epidemic, in the form of great war, world wars. And these wars is so devastating that millions of people die in one shot. And in the age of Kali has become so precarious, the condition is so difficult or dangerous. The nuclear warheads that they have created, one warhead, one weapon can actually wipe out the whole city. That means millions of people will die just in a flash of a moment. In a flash, they'll all be wiped out. And not only that, then the radioactivity will move, will spread, and that will kill so many other people. So this is the dangerous situation of the age of Kali. And the world is becoming terrorized naturally by the terrorists. Actually, the wars used to be fought between nations, but now these wars will not be fought between nations. The soldiers of these wars won't wear uniforms. They will not have any boundary, geographical or political boundary. Like, we do not know where your enemy is standing. Maybe he's standing just next to you. There's no way to identify him because he looks just like an ordinary civilian. But he's a terrorist. He's a suicide bomber. And what to speak of when they get into a more intensified attacks, like where they will just use the nuclear warheads against their enemies. And there, so many people will die. It may happen in 1 year's time, or it may even happen in 100 years' time. We do not know, but it's going to happen. You can't avert it for too long. It's happening. They're preparing. I remember one statement by Bin Laden that when they launch their next attack, then 9/11 will appear like a child's play. This 9/11, the destruction of the Twin Tower, shook up the whole world. But that will become just like a child's play. That will appear to be like a child's play. They are preparing. They are not sitting down idle. Wherever they are, they are actually preparing themselves. And they will launch their attacks sooner or later. And when they launch their attacks, we cannot imagine how many lives will be destroyed. But then, that is the one situation. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan. But asti hi eka mahan guna. The great advantage of this age is Kirtanadeva Krishna Samukta Sangha Param Bhajet. In simple words, we can say that yes, the world situation will become extremely difficult. But those who will chant the holy name, those who will take shelter of the holy name, they'll become unaffected by all that. They don't have to worry about anything. They are safe. They'll be protected by Krishna. How Krishna will protect, we do not know. How did Krishna protect Prahlad Maharaj from the onslaughts of Hiranyakashipu? In so many ways Hiranyakashipu tried to kill. And I can tell you that Hiranyakashipu was more powerful, 1,000 times, million times more powerful than these Bin Ladens and these guys. Bin Laden compared to Hiranyakashipu is not even like a mosquito. And this Hiranyakashipu is trying to harm Prahlad Maharaj. But could he succeed? No. Why? Because Krishna is protecting. So this is how Krishna will protect his devotees. Those who will chant the holy name, they will be protected by Krishna. There cannot be any doubt about it. And this is the promise of Krishna, which will never go in vain. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Braja. So that is our situation. We are in the middle of the age of Kali, in a very, very dangerous situation, but we got the holy name by Prabhupada's mercy, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Now let's hold on to the holy name with all faith, with all sincerity, with all commitment, knowing that this is the only shelter. And Srila Prabhupada demonstrated how holy name should be taken as the only shelter. Like Calcutta was about to be bombed by the Japanese during the Second World War, and everybody was evacuating the city. Srila Prabhupada's godbrother was staying with Srila Prabhupada. He was planning to go to Navadvip, to leave Calcutta and go to Navadvip. And so when he asked Prabhupada whether he would also go to Navadvip, Prabhupada said, "No, I'm not going to go anywhere." "But what will you do?" "I'll stay here." "Oh, the city is going to be bombed." "Yeah, so what?" And Prabhupada went out with a mridanga and kartal, chanting the holy name. And Prabhupada's point was, let me go out chanting the holy name. Holy name will give me the protection. If I don't get the protection of the holy name, and if I die, still by chanting the holy name, if I die, I'll go back to Godhead. So what's the loss? Either way, it's all gain. Either the holy name will give protection, or if I die chanting the holy name, I'll go back to Godhead. And we know the history, that Japanese didn't come to bomb Calcutta. You know why? Because Prabhupada was chanting the holy name. The whole city was saved because Prabhupada was chanting the holy name. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada has demonstrated in a most wonderful way how to have the faith in the holy name. And now as Prabhupada's followers, what should we do? We should display the same kind of faith. Or pray to Krishna that we can develop a little bit, a tinge of that faith that Srila Prabhupada displayed for our sake. And if we can, then our life will become perfect. Srila Prabhupada was alone. Now we are so many. So let's all get together and display that faith to the holy name. Let the terrorists come. Let the world war take place. Let the whole world become devastated. Doesn't matter. Let us all get together and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare. Does anybody have any questions?
Maharaj?
Yeah. Okay.
If there are any questions from our conference.
Okay. Does anybody have any question here? Yes.
As you mentioned about the Kleshagni and Shubhada, right? Which says that pure devotional service, we get those qualities. But at my level, when I'm still in the cleansing process, those two qualities still matter, or does it apply?
Yeah. So could you hear the question, or should I repeat?
Yeah. Can you repeat, Maharaj?
Yeah. Yeah. So the question is that it has been mentioned that as the devotion begins, it develops with Kleshagni and Shubhada, disappearance of all sufferings and appearance of all auspiciousness. Now, that is at a very advanced stage of pure devotional service. Now, when we have anarthas, what is our situation? Like, the answer to that is, no, that is not the advanced stage of devotion. That's the beginning stage of devotion. We got the Bhaktilata Beej. The Bhaktilata Beej is being cultivated in the field of our heart. What's the initial outcome of Bhaktilata Beej? Developing into a seedling. Right? Sprouting into a seedling. And at that stage, Kleshagni and Shubhada. And then it will gradually develop into the point of prem, which will make moksha loghuta krit sudurlava. It's very rare, and it makes even moksha, liberation, to become insignificant. So that will be in this way the bhakti lata will gradually develop and reach the ultimate point of achieving Krishna prem. So this is the beginning stage. We are fortunate that yes, we got pure devotional service. We got the seed of pure devotional service. From the seed of pure devotional service, we'll get pure devotional service only. From the seed of pure devotional service, you won't get mixed devotional service. Right? So that is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He has given us a pure devotional service. And whoever follows will become a pure devotee. Prabhupada once mentioned, in ISKCON, everyone is a pure devotee. The devotees are shocked to hear that. Everyone in ISKCON is a pure devotee. Even the Bhakta Joe who joined yesterday is a pure devotee. And then Prabhupada said yes. And then Prabhupada gave the example, just like green mango and ripe mango. The mango may be green now, but if it stays in the tree, then in course of time it will become pure. So similarly, one may be a neophyte today, but if he stays in the tree of ISKCON, practicing the process of Krishna consciousness the way Srila Prabhupada gave, in course of time he'll become a pure devotee. Because ISKCON is an institution for manufacturing pure devotees. ISKCON is not a place for mixed devotional service. We may have some other desire, Annabhilash may be there, but anyway, in course of time, those desires will disappear and we'll achieve pure devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Savitri.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. As we were speaking that by performing Vaidhi Bhakti to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who will attain the Golok Dham. So my question is, as you were mentioning the relationship with Krishna, Sakya, Vatsala, and Madhur, so should we also have that kind of relationship with Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Or?
Yeah, so Vaidhi Bhakti means serving. Okay, the question is that you mentioned that by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following Vaidhi Bhakti, one enters into Braja, Golok Vrindavan. Now, does it mean that we should also, and Braja, in Braja one has the relationship with Krishna in the form of Shakya, Vatsala, friendship, parental and conjugal love. Now, should we also have that Shakya, Vatsala and Madhur with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be served through Sankirtan, through Vaidhi Bhakti. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be served in the mood of servitorship. We serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in servitorship, and the result will be Vatsalya, Sakya and Madhur in Vrindavan. Those who try to serve Chaitanya, there is some people who try to develop this kind of relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhur Rasa. And they are called Sahajiyas. That group is called Gaud Nagari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seen as a Nagar, as a paramour. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not paramour. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. No nonsense with him. Like, those who come up with this kind of ideas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada said that they should be completely rejected. They are Gaur-Nagaris. They are Sahajiyas. And there are 13 kinds of upper sampradayas. They are one of them. Hare Krishna. So is any question from the through telephone?
Okay, Maharaj, we'll just unmute the conference.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I'm calling from Maryland. Sudha, please accept my obeisances.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Question is about, you talked about the holy name keeping us out of any fear. So we're talking about what kind of fear? Is it fear from death and diseases, or it's fear from the cycle of birth and death?
Yeah. Well, there are varieties of fear, but all the fear stems from one point, the fear of death. That is the ultimate fear. So, the thing is, taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking shelter of the holy name, will eradicate all kinds of fears. No fear will be there. Not even the fear of death, not even the fear of Jamraj. Because Jamraj then becomes a Mahajan. If at all we come across Jamraj, how will we treat him? How will we approach him? With fear? No. We will say, oh, Jamraj is a Mahajan. Please accept my humble obeisance. And please give me some Krishna prem. So that is how a devotee becomes completely fearless from the greatest fear. And as you are saying, fear of death, fear of cycle of birth and death, they both actually mean the same. The fear of cycle of birth and death means the fear of death, fear of birth.
Thank you,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
This is nearest from Maryland, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I had a question, Maharaj. Just like Lord Krishna comes in one day of Brahma one time, does Lord Gaur also comes one time in one day of Brahma,
yeah,
and then
we
follow immediately after Lord Krishna?
Exactly, exactly, yeah. In that millennium, in the Chatur Yuga, that Krishna comes in the day of Brahma, in Dwapar Yuga, in the following Kali Yuga, Krishna comes again as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, just as Krishna comes in his Swayam Rupa, Brajendranandan Krishna, once in a day of Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also comes only once in a day of Brahma. And in that day, we get that opportunity to get access to Braja Prem. In other ages, they don't. They get elevated to Vaikuntha. They don't get entrance to Braja.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yes. Madhupati. Oh, Hare Bhav, Madhupati Prabhu. We are missing you here.
Yeah. I had a question. Can you explain us the significance of chanting the holy name or Maha Mantra as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us? Because, I mean, people could have different meanings of that. Like, you know, in Upanishad it says, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Or, as you mentioned, though it means, Hare means Radha Rani, people could chant Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. So, what is the significance of chanting the holy name or Maha Mantra the way it is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yeah. In the scripture, actually the mantra is, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reversed it. There is a saying, the why Mahaprabhu did that. Now, first of all, of course, the real Maha Mantra that will give Braja Prem is that begins with Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that is the first consideration. Another consideration, but in the scripture it has been presented as Hare Rama first. So Mahaprabhu, generally the understanding is, or the scriptural injunction is, that only the Brahmanas will have access to the scripture. The non-Brahmanas cannot have access to the scriptures. They cannot even touch the scriptures. So what to speak of, you know, have access to the Maha Mantra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is giving the Maha Mantra. So in for anyone and everyone, irrespective of whether he's a Brahman or so. And in order to honor the scriptural injunctions or the etiquette, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reversed it, the mantra, and gave, instead of starting it with Hare Ram, he gave the mantra starting with Hare Krishna. So that is one aspect of your answer to your question. The other aspect is that, yes, Prabhupada said that this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this Hare Ram, this Hare can indicate Hari. Or it can indicate Hara, that is Srimati Radharani. Ram can mean Sri Ramchandra. This Ram can also mean Balaram Ram. This Ram can also mean Radha Raman Ram, that is Krishna. So our understanding is that this Maha Mantra is indicating here, this Hare is invocative of Hara, Srimati Radharani, and this Ram is Radha Raman Ram Krishna. So that way this whole mantra is comprising of Radha and Krishna. Thank you, Madhupati Prabhu. Oh, I see. Why don't we chant Radha Krishna instead of Hare Krishna? Prabhupada's answer to that is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it in that way. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Hare Krishna the way he gave, we chant according to his gift. There is no need to concoct something. So that is the main point. And like in that respect, I also remember once Prabhupada, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, now Prabhupada, you said that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra considers the offense, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name doesn't consider any offense. So why don't we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda instead of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Prabhupada said because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If he told us to chant Panchatattva Maha Mantra, we would have done that. So that is our point. The way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, we must accept it in that way. There is no need for any additional alteration or any modification. Thank you, Madhupati Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So I will end now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premananda. So I just cut the line. Maybe he wanted to speak to me. What's his name?